Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we hear part two of our school board recap with Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager and Board Secretary for the school district, Craig Mobley, as they continue recapping Monday's school board meeting. Now, when it comes to the business side of things, Raptor Technologies, an agreement there. Take us through, Craig, if you will, you know, trying to beef up the security with the school district. Take us through the Raptor Technologies whole program.
Yeah, so we took a recommendation to the board to approve an agreement with Raptor Technologies. Raptor Technologies is the leading provider of safety and security technology software in the K-12 school market. And really what we're doing is we'll be going with the entire package of their software program, and it has two different platforms. So the first platform would be the visitor/volunteer management program, in which any visitor or volunteer into our buildings would have their ID scanned against a national sex offender registry, just to make sure that everybody coming in our buildings is safe to be around the students. So we'll get that implemented by the beginning of next school year. And then the second platform is their emergency management system. And that is going to link up directly with the new systems that we'll be getting from the I Love You Guys Foundation in standard response protocol and the standard reunification method. So that'll link up very nicely and provide a lot of our teachers and administrative staff in the buildings more real-time data and information in case an emergency ever does happen.
Another portion of the business area was the insurance renewal. I know that was a little bit of a lengthy discussion. Take us through where the school stands with that.
Yeah, so the school is part of the IPSIP, Iowa Schools Insurance Plan. And, you know, with all of the natural disasters going on in the country today, it's just turned into a very hard market. And so we're seeing a little bit higher increase than normal. However, in comparison to our former provider, we are saving and still saving a significant amount of money for the taxpayers in the district and still have the best coverage available to K-12 schools in the state.
Back to the rest of the school board meeting. I know there was a second reading of the 500 policies as well as a little announcement as to the date for the July meeting. Cassie, take us through that, and then what can the listeners in Knoxville expect in the next couple school board meetings?
Yeah. As is typical for our board, we only meet one time in July, and the board set July 15th at 5:30 as their annual meeting, and they will be pretty typical agenda items on that meeting. We approve a lot of our vendors that we use, our publications and our banks, and you know, all of those things that they have to do on an annual basis. The 500 series will also then be looked at for approval. We've done a reading on June 10th and another reading on June 24th. And one of the reasons we wanted to have the board look at these multiple times was to make sure that people had time to ask questions if they wanted to. This is the series that has to do with students. So it's everything from discipline measures to wellness policies to the structure in the building to safety plans, and wanting to make sure that people had enough time to read through them. There really aren't any significant changes, to be honest. We actually simplified several of the policies and kept them back, took a lot of the legal language stuff out, and made it pretty straightforward. Larry Scott and Vicki Reed are the two board members that sit on that committee with Craig and I, and it's kind of a tedious process, but it's so valuable, and we really are appreciative of the board taking the time to read through those. And then once they approve them in July, then we'll transfer all of that language over into the student handbook, so students and parents will have it from that form.
Is there anything else the listeners in Knoxville need to know about the Knoxville School District?
Yes, we have the end of July is when we will be having our registration, back to school registration. So on July 31st, we will have a 2 to 6 p.m. registration. Our back-to-school bash with all of our partner organizations that have joined us the last few years will be at Knoxville High School. We are hoping that everybody will come out, have some fun, get a little bit of food, and get their kids registered for school. And then on August 23rd will be our first day with students.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.